Philip Sample PS, these dragon creators, his date is 04/24/2023. Dictation is for Miss Jamie Taras. Taras spells T-A-R-A-S. And Jenny spells J-A-N-N-I-E. Date of birth is 09/29/1966. This is a 56-year-old female here with throat pain, period. Patient says this has been going on for approximately 4 days or so. Gotten worse today. She indicated that she works at a daycare with kids with similar symptoms. And says she came in because she's now having chills, myalgia. Next paragraph, review of system. Patient reports cough, says cough is productive of green sputum. Next paragraph, patient continues tobacco use. She has COPD, but smoking still, but smokes still, period. Next paragraph, she denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Next paragraph, she denies chest pain, denies neck pain, denies stiff neck, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert oriented, in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 97% of room air, blood pressure is 139/76, pulse 99, respiration 18, temperature 97.8, period. Next paragraph. Throat erythematous, pharynx, tonsils, and uvula. No exudate, uvula is malignant and mobile. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. There is shoddy, palpable, non-tender nose in the anterior cervical triangle bilaterally, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, poor inspiratory effort. She has diffuse inspiratory and expiratory wheezes / crackles. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, micros or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, none distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. No calf edema, no calf tenderness to palpation. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is acute pharyngitis. Number two, COPD exacerbation. Number three, acute tonsillitis. Number four, acute bronchitis. Number five, tobacco use disorder, period. And patient was offered chest x-ray. She says she can't get it done today. Her husband has to go to work, and he's the one who's driving her here, period. She was advised to come back to the clinic as soon as possible for a chest x-ray, as she may have she has crackles on physical exam, and a chest x-ray may delineate her conditions better. She was also advised to go over to the emergency room for further and more intense evaluation. She declined, says she has to go. Her husband is driving her home and he has to go to work, period. Next paragraph. Patient was given the following medication in the clinic today. Lincomycin, 300 milligrams. Dexamethasone, 10 milligrams. She was observing the She was observed in the clinic for an additional 15/20 minutes, then reevaluated. She indicated that she's feeling a little better. She was reminded about the importance of going to the emergency room, especially if her symptoms does not improve, and to return for a chest x-ray. Says she understands and will comply. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. The following test was also done in the clinic today. COVID, strep, flu. These tests were all negative. Next paragraph. She requested a time off from work to return on 4/25/2023. This was given. She was discharged with the following medication. 1, Tesalon 200 mg, 1 PO, TID for 7 days, number 21. Next medication, prednisone 20 mg, 1 PO, QAM 14 days, number 14. Next medication, erythromycin 500 mg, 1 PO, TID for 10 days, number 30. Next paragraph. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of the patient.